Under pressure from President Trump, the Justice Department is changing its legal team that is trying to get a citizenship question on the census. That battle seemed over when the Supreme Court blocked the move. Time ran out, and forms for the 2020 census are already being printed. But President Trump insisted on pushing for the question. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has been following this story. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Shouldn't this case be over?
Well, the Supreme Court did say this question, is this person a citizen of the United States, cannot be added to forms for now. The Supreme Court did leave open a window of opportunity for the Trump administration to try to make another case in court. But the Trump administration's lawyers at the Justice Department have repeatedly said that June 30th was the deadline for making any changes to the 2020 census forms. We're past that deadline more than a week now. Forms are being printed without this question. So it does raise the question of how long and why the Trump administration is trying to prolong this.
So the administration is trapped by their own deadline, having passed their own deadline. The lawyers for the Justice Department who had been handling this case are out. The new lawyers are in. What do you know about them?
We know that this is a switch that involves both political appointees and career officials, and it will involve attorneys coming in to sub in from the Consumer Protection Branch. Not sure exactly what expertise they're going to bring in.
Yeah.
And beyond that, we don't know the official explanation from the Justice Department exactly why this change is being made, and we're watching to see court filings today to see exactly which attorneys are standing down and which are subbing in.
I guess some analysts have noted a practical problem here. If you're a Justice Department lawyer, if you've been on this case, you've been in front of the court saying June 30th was the deadline, and you'd have no credibility that if the same lawyer came back and said actually it wasn't a deadline. But now they have new lawyers who maybe can say that?
You know, we're not sure. We're going to have to watch for that. But I do know that last week there was a really awkward hearing between career Justice Department attorney Josh Gartner, as well as a federal judge in Maryland who's hearing cases over this question, the citizenship question. And essentially, the judge had to ask Josh Gartner exactly what was going on after President Trump tweeted that this push for a question was going forward, after Gartner had told the judge the day before that the administration was moving forward with printing without this question. And it forced Josh Gartner to say, you know, the tweet essentially was the first time he had heard about the president's position, and he needed to have some time to figure out a deep understanding of what exactly that meant.
The president has said it's a simple question, but what politically makes it not so simple to have it on the census or not have it on the census?
Well, just talking about survey methodology and scientifically, Census Bureau researchers say this is not a simple question. It's a sensitive question that their research at the Census Bureau shows that it's likely to discourage around 9 million people from participating in the headcount. And that's a big deal because a headcount is required by the Constitution of every person living in the country, regardless of citizenship status. And those numbers determine how many congressional seats each state gets.
Hansi, thanks for the update.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Hansi Lo Wang, and we'll be listening for more on that story throughout the day.